And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah! Howard. Doing the show from the network, and Ian had with the network guy, and he had to push a button. Thanks for pushing the button, Ian. I'm glad he was there to push the button. We're talking with, this hour, Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief of Technocracy.news. Patrick Wood is a leading critical expert on sustainable development, green economy, Agenda 21, 2030 agenda, and historic technocracy. The historic technocracy is probably what we'll be focused on the most. He's author of Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation in 2015, and co-author of Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2, with the late Anthony C. Sutton from the Hoover Institute. And at 78 and 80, it was the big going concern. And it was, you want to talk about banning and shadow banning? Well, that was definitely done with that. And the reason was is because they could. All they, them, those started taking over publishing, just like they take over combining media and websites and, shadow banning, and you're not allowed to do and say that about and whatever. Here it comes. So this is definitely, Patrick knows all about that. Now, go ahead and technocracy.news. You'll see on Freedom's Phoenix every day sends like the top three or whatever, and at least one of all or all three of those. It's rare. I wouldn't select one that we already had or did before or something. He's always got something new about they, them, those is plugging the plug in the back of my matrixed head, So tell us about technocracy.news and why people should go subscribe and get your goodies.
Wow. Well, Ernie, Technocracy News is the only website on the internet that deals with a critical view of technocracy. The only one. It's incredible. And so when people go there, they're going to see articles that showcase, if you will, the whole technocracy name. It's very broad-based today. It's not really narrow like maybe 5 years ago, we kind of had a narrow view, but this thing is spreading like the worst case of crabgrass your lawn ever had. And so new topics are being wrapped in all the time, but you can see it. You can see the progression. Like you said earlier, you can see the progression. It's accelerating, and more people are jumping on the bandwagon.
That was one thing. We were down at Narcopoco, David Icke was, did his 4-hour thing, and he got a lot more support than a lot of people anticipated. It was fun. 4 hours seemed like an hour and a half, and it was, and he only talked about, reptile aliens, for a little bit. But the, but what happened was he's going, if you see the if you know the destination, you see the journey. And that was kind of the theme of a lot of the PowerPoint slides. If you know the destination, you see the journey. And that's, and Patrick knows the destination, so it's easy to see the journey. And if you go to technocracy.news, you'll see, the signposts, the mile markers, the whatever that they need to do to accomplish. And it includes things like, surveillance. Oh, great example. Donna, on top of that printer on the shelf in the room up there is that cameras from Cox and so on. Bring those, that bag here. Okay, this is what happened. They come, we're going to give you Gigablast. We're going to put in a new router, get 1,000 megabyte download, pinky swear. All the problems you've been having for years now, we're going to come fix it for you for low, low, low price of the same. And after a year, maybe you'll want to go back to the old crap or satellite. And we'll give you this. Well, they come, All right, fine. Let's see how this goes. Well, of course, they get it all here, and then they have this other box, and everything all set up, and they go, well, we need to install your camera and your doorbell, and you're all, and I go, whoa, what? And they go, yeah, it comes with a camera, it comes with a doorbell, with a video, it comes with a, you know, a Wi-Fi router booster, kind of whatever the hell it was, right? And all I need is your phone. I mean, he actually wanted me to hand him my phone so he could put in this app, and I go, stop right there. I got one question. Is there a totally agree button on that? I totally agree. Is it a long list of all the crap you're going to do in my phone? And I agree. I totally agree. To be able to look at, you know, on my phone, all this surveillance that you're going to put in from Cox. Is that? And in that agreement, as you guys get to see and do and kind of make, it's like that. And they go, well, yeah. I go, never mind. Take it back. Nope, we can't take it. You got to keep it. And you got to turn it in after a year. You know? So I'm going, this is a light bulb, some controller thing. I don't know, but this is it, the camera. And they wanted to install this and make sure I had all kinds of camera goodies in this. And, of course, these got microphones and stuff. Then we find out from Google, we turned off the microphone, but on the board it had another microphone. And that wasn't a bug, that was a feature, you know, we'll get you later. So I'm just like, wow, Technocracy, this is it. And they definitely wanted to come do it in my house, I guarantee it. And I'm going, wow. Is this part of a program or just a special Ernie program? But it was definitely clear they wanted my phone. And I'm going, yep, you guys didn't say this part on the phone. Well, no. But I can't have them take it back. I got to hold it. And if I don't turn it in, I'm going to owe them late. And I'm like, I didn't sign anything. There's nothing to sign. They just put it in. You know, there's no agreement. But I guarantee what the agreement was with Cox that said before. You agree to totally agree to everything that we say you have to agree to. Somewhere, sometime. So technocracy as a philosophy is what? Explain it to the people.
Well, it's an economic system, Ernie. It's not really a political system at all. The only reason they have any interest in politics is to drive the economic system to fruition. And we've seen this since 1973 with the Trilateral Commission. The only interest in politics is in order to drive the economic flipping, if you will, of capitalism and free enterprise into sustainable development or technocracy. That's what it's all about. It's about economic domination of all products, all consumption, and everything that people do in the world. They want control over all the forms of production and all the forms of consumption. That's you and me. And there's no latitude for anything else. It's the scientific management of society, they say. And so they're using scientific answers for everything. And as they elevate science up to be like godlike, right? Well, if science says you can't disagree, it is science after all. And so here's the solution. And the only solution that's ever being offered anywhere on the planet, including here, is sustainable development, Agenda 21, 2030 Agenda, New Urban Agenda, and all the garbage like that. It's all economic up here thinking. They want to get inside your head so they can sell things to you and micromanage you from cradle to grave.
To what end? To keep them in charge? To make money? Because, you know, to worship Baal or something? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, look, in the beginning of 1973, Ernie, I believe that David Rockefeller and his cronies, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and all the rest of the people he invited in to the Trilateral Commission, Rockefeller had a vision that one day money was going to be absolutely worthless and there was no point trying to skim more money off of it with the Federal Reserve and the banking system, the fractional banking system. He saw that coming. But what do you do when the money becomes worthless and useless to you as a billionaire or a trillionaire? Where do you go from there? The only thing left to do is go for the resources directly. If they have control of the resources, they have everything.
The resources, you mean like, mines and water and goodies property and deeds and stuff.
That's right. The food supply, all the energy supply. Yeah.
What are you going to buy with that money? It's mine now. All right, more with Patrick Wood, technocracy.news in just a little bit.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Okay, I'm looking for, I want to pull up that ASU thing. Smart cities,
I just sent you a link, right?
In the Zoom?
In the chat, in Zoom, the chat.
Okay, I found it here. What I'm looking for is initiatives, people, goals, events, projects, opportunities, news. Tell me, ASU website cookies. I agree. I totally agree. Take all my crap. Or not. Okay, people initiative. The initiative, what I'm looking for is that PDF of all of the ways to fund it. Let's see. Future Catalyst, Community Nexus, working a boundary organization to, oh, love this. Community Nexus. CSCR works as a boundary organization to collaborate with publics, community groups, and nonprofits through public engagement, public science to foster the ability of communities to envision, articulate, and bring about the future they want. Initial projects, urban resilience to extreme sustainability research network, blah, 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 blah. There, I like this wording. It works as a boundary organization. What the hell does that mean? You know? God.
Yeah.
The what I'm looking for was the funding thing. They were going, this is how we're going to fund it. And I had it somewhere, but let's see. John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, of course, as well as a gift from Google, the MacArthur Foundation, Research Network on Open Governance. See, this is, man. We brought in all the boys. We're going to have lots of friends. All right. Well, we'll talk about this when we come back. Here we go.
You're listening to the best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hamill.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
Yeah,
it's the same old story,
same
old story,
same old song and dance. I heard this before. Now, it's called the Arizona State University is getting heavily involved in this. I mean, you might as well be freaking screaming global warming or something because, man, they're giving them all kinds of goodies. And it's called the Center for Smart Cities and Regions. And what's scary about it, Center for Smart Cities and Regions, the CSCR, is working with Arizona Institute for Digital Progress, Greater Phoenix Economic Council, and communities in the greater area, blah, 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 blah. Now, Phoenix Economic Development used to be the Phoenix 40 kind of guys. This was, you know, just, they weren't even secret about it. Yeah, there's 40 of us, we rule you, get over it, okay? And this was a big thing throughout, hell, most of Arizona's history in my lifetime. And then they said, well, we're going to have groups that we're working with, and we got academia, so they got the universities. They have supporting groups like Google, you know, the MacArthur Foundation, the, you know, the whatever foundation, the foundation of Arthur Daniel, whatever the hell, all these foundations, and money. And they're just going to tell you what's what.
This is how it works. Now, the one thing I was looking for, and I'll find it later when we do our presentation next week and so on, but the it was about how you're going to fund it. And what, and this is what we knew in all the sustainable stuff, all these small communities, what's going on, you know, what happened in Florence, and then with Apache Junction, and it's Quartzsite, all these small communities, they got to get you on the water grid. You have, you got to have on the city septic and the water system of, we got to have some utility. You know, damn it, they got solar, they came out in the desert and they got solar, and they, you know, found their own water well, but you got to have a septic system, and you can't have a septic system. You got to have municipal, you know, sewage lines or something, and that's how they get you. And that's been the standard operating procedure through this whole thing. You got to be on the man's grid. Then they charge you per faucet and all this other crap. Well, in this document that they had, how they're going to fund it, they go, look, this is how you'll turn your population and your geographic jurisdiction into our tax slaves. And it just goes line by line of how they're going to get you to pay for it and not them. And I'm going, pay for what? Your enslavement. And it is so crystal clear, and they're proud of it. They have to be, you know, because what they're doing is like, damn. So Patrick and I are going to out this thing. I had hoped that we could have done it a month or two ago while they're still in session, but they'll probably still be in session, and there are some legislators that are worried about it. Have you talked to any legislators that, you know what's going on?
I have, and so far, I haven't found any specific legislation that's been put into the pipeline that directly addresses what this Institute for Digital Progress is doing with the Smart City Initiative. If, like you said, it's probably coming. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, one, but they may not need it. They just do this hegemonic unilateral of we, and I'm the executive decision of we're just doing it, which is what seems is happening. And then the other thing is that they always do it sine die, right at the end of the session. There'll be some big flood. We should be ready to go camp out, you know, and be in the gallery and go, I see what you're doing, you sons of bitches. So I guarantee it's going to happen. I guarantee. So we need to be there going, all right, who wants to play this game? You know, let's play. Let's rock.
If they need it, I'm not sure at this point that they need legislation behind what they're doing, and I'll tell you why. We talked about the idea that what's happening in the Valley of the Sun is a pilot program for other regions around the country. This is the first place they've done this. And so the whole country and really the whole world has been watching what's happening in Maricopa County.
Okay, why? Why is it always Arizona? Yeah, I always tell people, I go, you have no idea. It's always Arizona. And I'm going, why?
It's University of Arizona, ASU.
Yep.
They are the number one university in this country for sustainable development. I went down to the campus. I couldn't hardly believe this. I went down to the campus, walked around the whole campus in Tempe, and you see signs for sustainable this and sustainable that in every department you go to. But then you come to this four-story blockhouse building. It's a pretty good-sized building, actually. It's the ASU School of Sustainability. That's what it's called.
No, I know.
They offer degrees up to PhD in sustainability. And they bill themselves as the leading school of sustainability in America, period, in the subject. They view themselves as being el numero uno in sustainability.
Well, so tell us about Michael Crow. You know, he's the head guy, ASU, been around, and NQTEL and CIA. Did ASU give us some pedigree on ASU and all this crap?
Well, I'll tell you what, there was a time, I don't know how this slipped up on me, Ernie, but there was a time when ASU, the only good use I had for ASU was that it had it was easy to spoil for U of A in basketball or football. You know, that whenever they got close to a championship, U of A would come in and knock them off the pedestal. I never saw this coming, honestly, for decades. I never saw this coming. And now I'm really, honestly, when I first went down and walked around ASU myself to see it with wild eyeballs, I was really surprised that they had come this far that fast.
No, this is how they do it. I remember talking to you about this. I'm going, man, here we go. And how are they going to fund it? Well, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And what they did is, I tell you, this is how it works.
I just want, so people understand, you know, how this works. Let me get on camera here, and I put that, push the button, and I got to push right buttons here. All right, there it is. All right, this is how it works. You have to have an appearance of legitimacy. It's all about legitimacy. How did you get the power to do how? Well, they want to give the impression that it's fait accompli. It's already done. Well, they had, it's the same people. It's the same lobbying group. It's the same, you know, money goes up to, the surveillance state. It's they, them, those. It's whoever, and kind of, and they got a plan. The plan is that they have academia. They have all of the professors, they got the wing, they already had that plan. Crow's got, we're going to build, they already probably did remodeling, they got it, it's all set. Then they come in and they go, oh, we got industry. Well, it's Google gives them some money, and they got all the, which means, you know, all the tech guys, and you look at their list of stuff, and it's a long list of, you know, we love this thing, we're going to be part of it. Then you have policy makers. They go, well, leaders in the community, you know, policy, you know, community members, the people that are support of. And I'm going, really? So this trifecta, this three-legged stool, is based at the top of it. It's the same people. They just give you the impression it has this wide support, and you can probably count them on one hand. So I'm going, I already see where this is going. They've already made the decision. Here it freaking comes. Let's look at this. All right. You're looking at Tempe, the city of Tempe, Arizona Board of Regents, which is, I guess, the university system, ASU Decision Theater Network, Greater Phoenix Economic Council. These are the money guys in the businesses. Maricopa County Public Health, Arizona Department of Health Services, Institute for Digital Progress, the McCain Institute. Wow, that makes me feel better, you know. The Virginia G. Piper Charitable Trust, Helios, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So this is, and GovLab, well, that makes you feel better. So this is just, it's like they're already doing it, and we're going to out them. Yeah, I just wanted to get that in. So I have, well, I didn't, when I first talked to you about it, I'd done my, you know, kind of study, and I got, you know, after you scratch the surface, you see a few names and groups, and you go, okay, I get it. You know, and so what I'm doing is I'm going, yeah, I think what I'll do is we'll out them, and we'll just go here they are, and this is what's happening. But I already know that if they got to this stage, they had already picked their ponies to ride. They already know what legislators are going to do. They're in leadership and whatever Crow ASU says, because the surveillance community said you gotta. And it's coming, and they're just, you know, legislators putting their head down. Not me, I didn't do it. And I'm going, yeah, you did. So that's why I wanted to get earlier in the session. But now I think they know that there's a little something coming up that I don't know how they're going to get away with it. But do you think they're not going to get away with it, or what do you think?
Well, Ernie, click on the link that I sent you in the chat window.
Yeah, see, but I'm, yeah, it's like I got 15 zillion computers here. Let me see.
Do you have it? Okay, this I did this in the Zoom.
Okay, all right, let me click on it there. I don't even know if I can do it from here. I haven't done this. Okay, go.
It should say chat at the beginning.
No, I got it. I see it. I'm okay. Clicking on it, but it's not
okay.
Doing anything. Let me see. Well, here, I'll just copy it and
paste it.
Copy. Open this. Yeah. Come on. Get it up for the break.
What? You want me to send it again?
No, send it by email.
Oh, I can do that.
Because it's multitasking crap.
Yeah, I hear you. Ernie Hancock at Gmail.
No, send it to Ernest Hancock at Cox.
I don't have it. I do. I see it. Okay.
Yeah, do that, because this is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, here it comes. Boom, I said it.
All right, let me go ahead and pull it up and get ready.
Yeah. this is the proof that I think maybe that they don't need to have legislation. And it's also a proof of concept that what they've done is already out of incubation.
Okay, designing our future, smart region, Southern Arizona, blah, blah, blah. Oh, so they're doing the whole state. Okay.
No, not the whole. This is a separate organization.
Oh, really?
They're cookie-cuttering it. This is what they plan in the first place anyway. Stamping, taking the model and going bam, 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 all the way across the country. And they started with Southern Arizona, Pima County. So same thing. I mean, you read through it. You see, it's the same thing. Same idea. It's a regional governance operation where they're going to enforce the smart city implementation of technology across the entire region, denying the individual cities their right to participate. Just like MAG, just like Maricopa Association of Governments.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. All right, Center for Smart Cities and Regions. One thing that Patrick wanted to show us, I'll put it up here real quick. New tab here. Oh, designing our future. Pima Association of Governments, like Maricopa Association of Governments, MAG here, was kind of the template that they do a lot of this regional stuff. And the reason was because MAG was all the cities here in the Valley of the Sun that kind of came together for flood control. That was their common thing. We got to have a regional whatever and flood control, flood and kind of, and once we created it, then we can do a lot of stuff. Well, this is the kind of stuff that they're doing. Tell us about Pima Association of Governments.
Well, it's the same thing that's happening at ASU. It's taking a regional governance approach to implementation of smart city technology. That is, when 5G comes to your city, that's the high-speed wireless communication thing, this is going to light up the Internet of Things across the country. These people know that. But the cities and the city councils and those pesky little, you know, units out there that don't want to go along or that want to do something their way, this is the answer to just squashing all the city level dissent on how this stuff is going to be rolled out. So they set up kind of a de facto regional governance situation where the smart city initiative will tell all of the cities and the county within that region how they're going to interact with smart city technology and who the contractors are that are going to come in and do it. Just imagine, you mentioned Cox earlier, just imagine somebody like Cox comes in with all their stuff, right? And these smart city regions have already greased the skids where legally the cities have nothing to say about it. So when the Cox guy shows up at the city's door, hey, we're here. Who are you?
And you get your cameras.
We brought you cameras. We brought you microphones. We brought you light poles. We brought you sensors for your elevators and cameras to put on the doorbells. And it's all free. All you got to do is just nothing, really, because you're going to get it whether you want it or not.
I'm looking at it. A list here, show the audience, the fellows, all right, these are the people that are professor of director and new and kind of director and we have and got my name listed and maybe they even know that they're listed or not. I don't know whether by you interview any of these guys. And, you know, Donna, come here, take a look at this. What we can do is here's a list of names. I bet I don't get more than two into this list and then it's done. All right, this right here. It's ASU EDU current fellows. I'm going to send you this link and start sending emails. Just do like, you know, one at a time, you know, each day or something like that and see if you get response. They want to come on the show and talk about, you know,
the center four, because they'll come because they just can't help themselves. But the, you know, and we'll just ask them straight out. We'll just go, oh, so what are you playing? What's doing? Well, how are you going to do this and how are you going to do that? So we'll start getting these guys on and, yeah, maybe you can get some of the guys on too. I usually get, vanity, my favorite sin. They can't help themselves. You know what I mean? So I'm just, yep, all right, we're doing that. This is one thing I was looking for. It looks like they took the link down. What was so prominent for me, and we have it in a post, you know, that we, when we put this stuff up on Freedom's Phoenix months ago, is that there's a PDF that goes to them being able to do fundraising and what they were talking about. What are all the different ways that they're going to fund this through fees and crap? You know, did you look at that?
Well, so far, all I've seen so far is private money coming into it. I haven't seen money, like tax-oriented money coming from the
public. No. It wasn't that money is coming in. They gave it to the cities. Here's a template for how you can get the money. Right. You don't think you can do this? You just enslave your people with this tax fee of the whatever and this. It was a roadmap of tyranny. And I'm going, holy crap. And look at you like livestock and how they can increase the production of the herd. That is exactly what that was.
That's right. And the key is the herd. You know, one of the big sticking points on 5G right now is that cities wanted to negotiate independently with the carriers like Verizon, AT&T, and so on where the poles would be put and how much they would get royalties for the rent. Like a light pole belongs to the city. They would want to put it in. But the Smart City Initiative is going to take the rights of negotiation away from the cities, and they will do the bulk negotiation at the regional level and then tell the cities, this is the deal we made for you. You're going to have to accept the royalty. You're going to get $500 a pole or whatever the heck it is. They might have wanted $2,000 a pole. But they're going to take what they get, and they're going to have nothing to say about it. And the FCC has already backed up these smart city regions with that kind of authority, where they said, no, the cities are too—they're too rogue. They're like herding cats. We can't get this rolled out if we let the cities do their own thing, because everybody's going to want to do a different deal. That wasn't acceptable. So they said, we're going to do it for them. We're going to just tell them, okay, we did it. We negotiated it. Here it is. You're going to get X dollars, and that's it. Good luck.
I'm looking at all these different, you know, establish ASU as a leading global center for interdisciplinary research, discovery, and development by 2025 in ruling our livestock. So I'm not so concerned, you know, as far as whether they actually do this or not. They've been attempting, and they want, and they're going to whatever they're going to do. And I'm more concerned about the freedom for us to escape and not be part of, not be forced and mandated of whatever. But that only comes from just people being generally aware. They have an opinion of, you know, look, they're going to try and rule you. Oh, you want to be ruled? Well, you go get in that line. Am I allowed not to get in that line? That's the problem. In Arizona, there isn't, you know, the mandates and so on for vaccinations or trying to do away with exemptions and all that. It doesn't flush here, but you got a governor. He wants to be, I don't know, they all want to be president someday or something. And Big Pharma is going to tell them what they have to and can't do. And I'm going, yeah, where's the pushback? You know, they're doing what they can to eliminate opposition voices from third parties or libertarians or whatever. They single you out. Where's the pushback? You think there's pushback? Are the people starting to become aware, or we're going to make them aware? Or when they become aware, I go, good, it's about time I wanted my matrix plug, you know, be in my pillow. So what do you think is going to happen? Are we gone too far down the dark side?
There's a lot of resistance from an individual point of view across the country. A lot of people are concerned about what's going on with 5G and how this is just being rammed down our throats. But I haven't found a large awareness yet of people really understanding the danger of 5G and lighting up the Internet of Things that will be the network that really corrals society all together, you know, brings it all together and pushes it down towards scientific dictatorship. Most people are concerned about the health effects. That's legitimate. But that's not really the issue. They don't care about health benefits. They don't care if people get sick or not. That's not why they're doing it. And they say
the government loves me. They love my teeth. They want me. The government loves my teeth so much, they're going to make me take fluoride. The fact that the government loves my teeth, that is just like hilarious to me.
Yeah, they just don't care. So the whole reason that 5G is coming out is to light up the Internet of Things. They want to light up all the possibilities for autonomous vehicles, which this is going to enable. They want to enable all the smart city technology that we're talking about over here with smart regions. They're desperate to get this stuff in place. And I have to say, why are they so desperate? Well, they're one step away from scientific dictatorship, and they know it.
Okay, I found the document. Now I come back, I'm going to show you guys. This is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Of course, I had to go to Freedom's Phoenix to find it when we published it. But, you know, this is, I mean, take a look at this. Dang, man, it's long. How are we going to make us some money? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! We'll be right back with this in just a little bit. From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. Okay, I got Donna. She's going to put up the stories that we did on these back in whenever. When was this? This was, didn't have a date on it. Let's see, October. So this is October 8th that we started working on this. And the Smart Cities Financing Guide. And have you seen that? I think I sent it to you. Yeah, you know, do a search on this, Patrick, so you have it up. Go, dang it. Back. Okay, Smart Cities Financing Guide. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Oh. Is that from ASU?
Yeah, that's a PDF ASU thing.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay, open that up. Yeah. Tell me when you got it open. I'll tell you where to go. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, you scroll down to, it's like page 3 or something, page 2. Okay, you see it says table of contents?
Yeah, table of contents.
Okay, then it's got, you know, development exactions, whatever the hell that means, general obligation, all right, government-based financing options for cities, chapter 3.
Ah. Got it.
And it's going, you can do general obligation bonds, revenue bonds, industrial revenue bonds, green bonds, qualified liquor compensation bonds, social impact bonds, public bond, tax money, get done. It's a template for doing this crap.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and I go, you sons of bitches, man. So I'm glad I saved that because they took the link off of their thing, scumbags.
Yeah. Oh, qualified energy conservation bonds.
Yeah, they just make this shit up. You know?
Social impact bonds.
It's money is what it is. You know, they just do it. All right, general obligation bonds. Let me see. General obligation bonds are one of two common types of municipal bond instruments. Such bonds are typically used to finance basic core infrastructure investments at the local level of government. These could be go blah, 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 we rule you. Okay? I get it.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
with the man who comes around. Oh, he's coming. This is how he's doing it, too. All right, here we have the table of contents of this PDF that I was talking about. And it goes in there, and it's chapter 3. It starts off, chapter 1, City Financial Challenges and Opportunities. Ooh. 10 Characteristics of Finance Options. Chapter 3, Government-Based Finance Options for Cities. General Obligation Bond, Revenue Bond, Industrial Revenue Bond, Green Bonds, Qualified Energy Conservation Bond, Social Impact Bond, Public Benefit Funds, Linked Deposit Programs, Energy Efficient Loans, Property Assisted Clean Energy, Greenhouse Emission Allowance Auctions, User Fees, Allowance Auctions. What the hell? You know, allowance. We're going to give you a permit to, like, breathe or something, and we're going to auction that off. So I'm telling you, I looked at this. This is it. All the other stuff is blah, 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 blah. This is it. Other stuff, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Taxes, blah, 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 blah. Fees, blah, 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 blah. Bonds, indebtedness, special election of blah, blah. We're going to get your money. Oh, yeah. And to pay for the plug that goes in the back of your head. Here it is. And I'm going, this is what's going on at every level. And this template, Arizona State, here it comes. And what's going to happen? And what are they going to get away with? And who's it going to be? And how much do they want to come put a camera and get into my phone and be able to Cox and personal data of Cell have gotten Ernie? You see my point? And I'm going, no. I think I'll decline. So this right here, is this ring any bells of different kind of funding mechanisms here, Patrick?
Absolutely, it does. And there's one other source of funding on top of this, which you say is absolutely right. That's how they're doing it. There's another program that was implemented under the Trump administration that called for the setting up, establishment of opportunity zones around the country. And governors of the states are allowed to identify the opportunity zones in their city, in their county. And once that's done, they turn it into the Treasury. And all of a sudden, that becomes a magnet for investment dollars, where you can put money into these opportunity zones and get incredible tax benefits from having done it. Write-offs and allowances and this, that, and the other. It's a giveaway for public-private partnership type operation. There are currently, in just 2 years since this program has been started, there are already 8,700 opportunity zones identified across America and legally in the system. The Treasury maintains the list. So what's happening with these smart city region or these opportunity zones is that money is pouring in not to help the people, not to do stuff like to develop things for the people in those areas, but rather to implement smart city technology. So there's a source of funds coming from the outside that are like private investors or corporate investors or whatever. They're coming in, investing their money, getting huge tax benefits, and implementing what we're talking about here with the smart city technology.
And protecting themselves from competition by protecting monopoly. You can do it, but these guys can't. And sure as hell, not that 22-year-old kid with the new device if I can do it without surveillance. I mean, you know, it always comes in. It's like the smart meter thing. It's a Cox thing. It's going to come with data. It's even cars watch you now. And where are they going to make their money? It used to be they made their money on cars that had to come back for repair. Now that cars get better and better and better, they're not getting that money anymore. And General Motors, I remember, 20 years ago, $8,000 of a Cadillac went to the benefits of the employees. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and all that's a pain. So what do? Now they're going to start making money on the data collected from you driving. You know, it's just like your phone. All this is about getting your data. So we're doing all this stuff to get off of their plantation. But I wanted to show you this. It says, he's talking about opportunities. City financial challenges and opportunities. For us, when we think opportunities, we want freedom to have options. You know, it's an opportunity to do something else. Well, when they're talking to government people, city financial challenges and opportunities, their opportunities, how are you going to milk us for more money? And then here it says, such rapid urbanization carries significant implications for the world's ecosystems as outlined in a 2012 United Nations report. This is all going United Nations and collective of worldwide of ASU. You know, I mean, they're not even hiding it anymore.
No, they're not. I sent you a link, by the way, an email to a link to the map of Opportunity Zones. Arizona's rutted with them. Ducey, Governor Ducey has already designated a swath of Opportunity Zones in Arizona.
Of course he did. He wants to be Presidente.
Well, he may, but I'm just saying, you add layer on top of what we're talking about, the Smart Region Initiative. Layer on top of that, the Opportunity Zones that are mapped out here, and you'll find a matrix that all the stuff is coming to dovetail to inundate us with smart city technology. It's coming for us. It's coming for us. It's a coordinated, multi-pronged attack from the government, as well as the state, as well as the NGO-type operations like ASU. They're working in concert with each other to bring the hammer down on us. It's not just one. It's all of them together. It's amazing.
No, I, you know, this bag of goodies, man, that I have here, they sent me, they came with the guy, they offering that, we're going to gigablast you. We're going to get you all set up, Ernie. We love you long time. I'm like, yeah. So I wanted to see how this goes. Plus, I need faster service, and I don't care. They got to change out their FBI agents every 2 weeks because we convert them. But, you know, so they just keep coming in with all this stuff. You would think that they would go, yeah, and you get a camera and you get this or that as a sell point, and they didn't even mention it to me. It was at the end of after they did it, then he pulls out the bag. Oh, we need your phone to set up your whatever. I'm going, whoa, 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 whoa. I go, are you the NSA, you know? And the guy's like, I'm going, holy crap. They don't even hide it anymore, you know, except until when they get here, you know. I'm just going, oh, yeah, just give me your phone. I'm going to do the app of whatever, and we're going to link it in. But I'm going, wow, do I got stupid on my forehead? This is just so, and they're doing this everywhere. And we're just an example. Well, the smart meter, we're like, nope, not do I have to. But don't you think that there's some incentive that they give the people that come out for this, they get a bonus or something, and I guarantee they do that. There's some bonus or incentive for these people to get you signed up for whatever reason. They get a cut of something. There's some incentive, and there's probably a quota, and you're not getting enough, and you're not pushing it enough, or whatever, because data is the money now. Money is data. And they want to get every bit they can from your freaking refrigerator. Your refrigerator now has a screen on it. You get refrigerators with a screen. A camera's inside. You don't even have to open the refrigerator and get that nice cool breeze and waste all the energy. But you could just look in, or you just look on your phone to see what's in your refrigerator. Oh, and then when the RFID, you know, tags in there are there or not there, and you got to build to inventory, and it just automatically orders your food, and it shows up and gets in. Hell, you just let the guy, Amazon guy, in to fill up your refrigerator anyway. I mean, they do. My daughter, she's big on this. She just does everything online, pulls up, you know, and they just put it in the back of her car. They see her coming, they put it in the back car. She goes, now they got to where they just deliver you your food. And that's what Amazon is doing. That's what this whole foods buyout thing was about. So this is coming, and it's going to be Arizona IA is on top of the list. I don't know. What do you think we need to do, Patrick, to warn people about what?
We need to do exactly what we're doing, Ernie. And the more people that become aware of this, the more chances there are going to be for kickback, for backlash. I think it's growing. I think awareness is growing at an exponential rate right now. 6 months from now, we could be looking at a different scenario than we see right now. But I see the groundswell coming. And what these people are doing is absolutely indefensible. Whatever people discover what's going on, they go, no, not just no, but heck no.
You know, my thing is I want Jarvis. You know, I'm Tony Stark, man. I want to have my own AI and do whatever, but it be mine. You know, I don't mind technology. I just don't want technology. You know, it goes like this to the NSA and goes, yeah, and Ernie just went to sleep, and Ernie watched this TV pro, and Ernie did. He said this and did, and kind of the algorithm of we got, you know, we know how to get Ernie. We'll do blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, I'm not helping them, but that doesn't mean I don't want the goodies. But what do? We're going pirate. A pirate's life for me. with Raspberry Pi and some code to USB into the TV monitor that I have with the cameras and the router and private ending encrypted to the VPN tunnel. If I get everything I want, load up all my pictures and my kids and whatever, and I don't have to use the iCloud or Facebook, they can suck it. And that's what we're building, because I know what's coming. It is total information awareness. When we made fun of that logo in the trash can flyers, we knew back then. Yeah, you remember our trash can flyers? I don't know if you ever see those. Total information awareness thing. And they were, it's like they're putting it in your face. They're screwing with you, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, I look forward to doing this. We'll probably talk before next Saturday. You got an overview of how you want to, you take on something. I want to do the financing. You can do all the other crap. I don't even care. You do whatever the hell you want, but I want to do the financing part of that. That is what got me, because I've seen this before and how they do it, and give them examples of Florence, Apache Junction, Quartzsite that we have, because these small communities, you want to know how the world works? You look at the little bitty ones, and you see it just extrapolated out. You
know? Will there be an overhead projector?
They have in the room, there is a big screen TV, probably, God, it's big. It's 60, 70 inches, and where everybody can see it. So, yeah, you could do a PowerPoint or something like that.
I'll come prepared. Who would I talk to?
Terry Major.
Okay, I'll see if I can.
Donna, send Terry and Patrick an email so they can include me on it so we can converse about what we're doing next Saturday. Yeah.
The opportunity zone map is interesting for sure. You ought to take a look at it. Since you're
I'm looking at it right now. I'm showing the audience.
This is a story that I want to write this up myself. I can't find any more articles about it, but it needs to be written up in a way that makes, you know, like connects the dots and stuff. But this map is just astounding when you look and see what's being done. How come California isn't more layered up with this stuff? I can't figure that out.
They already are.
Yeah, I know. They already got
There's no opportunity when you already milked the shit out of everybody anyway.
I know. But you look at Arizona. Arizona's been riddled with this stuff, especially up in the up in the conservative areas.
Yeah, and the Four Corners area, too. What the hell's up with that?
I don't know.
I know what it is. Holy shit. It's the water.
Well, that's right.
You know, that's Karen Johnson. Remember, she was always going on the aquifers that are up in northeastern Arizona. The Fed, that's what they want. It's water. That's the water. Yeah. See, Arizona has 30, 40 years of surplus water. They don't want you to know that. But, you know, when you're a real estate agent or you're dealing with, I went to the cities and towns presentation, the governor's office, blah, 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 blah. And all these guys, when California was running out of water and drought, then they were promoting it. Yeah, bring your farm here. We got water coming out of our butt. Well, the reason was the Central Arizona project that Babbitt did when he was the Secretary of Interior and doing all that stuff, they've been positively charging the aquifer for decades. They got 14 wells in Payson that puts water into the aquifer, not take it out. I mean, you know, so this is, it's amazing, you know, how much water we have, but they don't want you to know that, and they want to take it. This is a federal thing. So all this red that you see up there around Arizona, I guarantee you that's aquifers. And that's the opportunities that they have.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, ask Karen Johnson, you know, the ex-senator here. You know, she that's one thing she made. Ernie, I tell you, up here in Springerville and Sholo and so, let me tell you exactly what's going on. And it's water. And how they're doing it is the federal government, there's a bunch of these grants like you're talking about, you know, here on these opportunities for making money that you have to, you know, get the sanction or the, you know, it's like, you know, mandatory seatbelt law kind of crap. If you do this, then you get that. And a lot of it has to do with water. And with Cottonwood and Clarksdale up here, we met with their economic development guys, you know, that this template of the League of Cities and Towns, they always have that guy. So he's in there and he's going, yeah, we want to annex this group and this subdivision up there. On one side of the road, they voted to be annexed into the city, and the other guy said no. They go, nope, well, we want that tax revenue, and we need money, and we're going to make them. How are you going to make them? He told me. He's proud. He goes, because we're going to get the EPA to condemn them because they have septic systems that, like, go into the earth, and they're not allowed and has to go through our thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to use the EPA to get what we want because we can. And I'm going, wow, I bet you're popular and, you know, Bill or whatever. So I'm looking forward to this. I've been working on a bunch of other stuff, but this needs, you know, we're going to give it what for next Saturday and give some, I'm going to set up some sites and, you know, way on our pages and information and have like a packet of highlighted things so people can use that as to inform themselves and lobby or whatever the hell they want to do. But I'm going pirate, man. 2020, we're having some fun. We need to sit and talk. I already got a lot of stuff organized. And, you know, are you going to be able to, probably Saturday I won't be able to do that, and then I got to go soccer games and get to watch grandkids. Mm-hmm. But we need to have a dinner. You know, would you be willing to do that? You know, you and I just go have dinner this week sometime or something?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Don, let's see if we can get a time where he and I, an afternoon would even be better. You know, Wednesday afternoon or something like that. I'll drive out there. You know, I'll drive out. I need an excuse to go visit with some stuff.
We can meet somewhere that's convenient.
We can do South Scottsdale because there's some place in Tempe I want to find out. We'll find a place and we'll do that. Don will hook it up because I want to go visit a headquarters of something I've been trying to get to. So we'll go ahead and do that and plan on us talking. We'll come up with a plan. But I've been working on this for the organization of the opposition for this incorporated into a bunch of stuff that we're doing. So, and I'll tell you all about the little secret, and we'll do that, and we'll have some fun. We'll probably announce it Saturday for what we're doing.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, Patrick. I'm glad you're on it, man, because this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, it will. We'll catch you later, okay? Right, thanks for the time.
Peace, brother. Bye.